You're live.
Oh, just wrapped up the document I'm using. Just all the information you're going to need to know for this one, the 2021 Overwatch League team preview for the Florida Mayhem.
Oh.
2025 words is what I've just written.
Really?
Yep. On this one. Yep.
Well done. Just by waving your hand over the keyboard on some David Blaine shit. You're just making shit appear.
Yeah.
You had a lot to say about the Florida Mayhem then, eh?
I do, actually. Yeah. I'm looking at this team, and we're going to go for a similar format to what we did with the Boston Uprising, which presumably has already been shown, and you are watching it. You've already watched it. It was uploaded on Thursday, and this is now Wednesday.
And if you haven't seen it, Thursday. Go back and watch it, because Kurt gets all the ad revenue. So if you don't watch it, Kurt doesn't get any revenue. So you need to watch it for Kurt.
Disable your ad blocker.
Yeah, watch the ad.
Watch it for Kurt. Write a comment animal. As well. Actually, do you know what? Just hit all the fucking buttons. Oh, I shouldn't have sworn. Hit all the... Dude.
There goes Kurt's lunch.
I hope we're deep enough in so that we get ad revenue on this. Now
you
have to hit the sub button.
I have a great idea.
The bell, the like, the comment. Hit it all.
What we should do from now on, anytime somebody says a bad word at the beginning and a video gets demonetized, they have to pay Kurt the ad revenue of the previous video that was monetized.
Wow, that's powerful, actually. That is good.
Think about it.
I'll think about it, because
the last video we posted was the Boston Uprising.
Kurt's going to be egging us on every episode. You won't see it.
Anyway.
Florida.
Let's begin.
Florida.
We're going to go through these players. So in terms of the players that have joined most recently, you've got Checkmate, you've got Slime, you've got OG, and that's pretty much it. The rest of it are core members from last year's Florida, a team that was honestly incredibly stable the entire year, was punching at multiple points. Did they win a tournament? I'm pretty sure they won a tournament.
No.
They didn't? They came close, though. They went to
the finals.
They got to the finals. I think they lost, 4-2.
Who did they lose to? Paris?
No, to Shock.
Yeah.
They lost the first one. They lost the May Melee to Shock.
May Melee.
Gotcha. It was the alternate timeline of the Overwatch League.
They beat Philly in the semi.
Yep, you're correct. Yeah, so let's start at the beginning with these new additions here. So talking about the general approach that they've gone for, they've got a new tank, they've got a new main support, and they've got some additional DPS, I think, to kind of shore out this lacking hero pool, I suppose, so they're not going to be falling into a similar situation as last year, where they were kind of limited by their DPS line in terms of the heroes they could play. I like all of the additions that they've made, but I am concerned about some of them, which is an oxymoron.
wait, hold on. Say that again.
I like all of the additions, but I'm concerned about some of them. And I'll tell you who I'm concerned. I'll just start with my gripes and I'll let you guys take
it away. I
am
so happy you're saying this, Brent, because I feel the same way, but I don't have to take the blame from Matt and Josh.
Okay, so I like that they've made changes. Okay, I like that they've made changes. But the number one thing, the glaringly obvious addition that I'm a bit concerned with is OG. OG, who we've constantly talked about with these consistency issues across the board. We know the guy's got potential. Every bloody year we talk about the potential of OG and what he could achieve, but the synergy has never been quite there with every single tank line he seems to play with. And now he's coming into this team alongside Gargoyle, who we know is more than just serviceable. The guy can turn up on the off-time position.
Yeah.
We know he's good. And now it's going to be all eyes on OG as this last chance redemption arc team that he's on here, you know?
I mean, this is really his, like, when he was on Dallas, he was good. It's just the team
was good
not
sometimes,
good.
But it's the consistency always with OG.
Yeah, but how, but I mean, on Dallas, you don't know if that's him or the rest of the team. I mean, nobody was consistent around him. The Gladiators, he kind of had a lot to work with, right?
Yeah, space, I don't think you can defend him on the Gladiators.
No, the Gladiators, you know, could have played better. But I think, though, this roster in this team is kind of one in which, I know, he kind of has the keys, right? There's not another main tank, you know, laying in the wings, right? Like, it's just him this time. He's got to perform.
We did actually record, and it's out by now. We recorded an interview with Space, and he said one of the things that was weird playing for the Gladiators was that the communication within the team wasn't great, meaning like they didn't talk too much about like the meta and like how to approach fights and like how to figure out like their game plan, you know, with the protocol, as we called it. And I think that can really hurt a main tanks play when you're like, hey, what does my team want to achieve? What do we want to do here? Especially like a very erratic main tank player. I don't even know if I use that word correctly, but yeah, like he's you know, very out there and like going aggressive and like doing that kind of stuff. It can be hard to fill that main tank role if you're not entirely sure what you're trying to accomplish and what the team behind you wants to do. So I think you can kind of accept that as like a small excuse for his play within the team. But overall, I think the narrative is that OG has been inconsistent and now needs to actually turn up for the man.
I'm interested what you guys think of this. How do you rate Fate compared to OG?
Okay, this is so interesting.
Don't say it.
I kind of want to hide under the table because Albert is going to come after me. I am
Albert
really concerned.
Albert thinks very highly. Go on.
I am very concerned because I think that you cannot underestimate the shot calling and leadership that Fate brought to the Florida Mayhem. Now, obviously, Albert and everyone else, they know better than me because they were there for every match, every screen block. They know exactly how it went down and who was behind what. But I feel that I've had a nightmare that like OG couldn't feel Fate's shot calling or leadership skills and like couldn't bring confidence to his team and lead the Florida Mayhem the same way, and they would crumble because of it. Because the team just couldn't rally behind him and they just didn't make the same confident calls. Like when Florida Mayhem was amazing last year, they play like that Ashe Tracer meta Brig. Yeah. And like, you just like, I feel like Fate is that kind of guy who like makes the right decision like nine times out of 10. And when we talked about Florida Mayhem, we're like, oh, fundamentally, they're so good. Their ability usage, like they're so calm and composed and like they make the right decisions. Will they make those right decisions with OG at the main tank? Like, yeah, maybe someone like Gargoyle can, you know, help him, like, decide, you know, here's what we're going to do. Maybe, like, Slime and the main support role. But I have my concerns that the loss of Fate is a lot bigger than we anticipate or even talk about when we talk about the Florida Mayhem.
Yeah, I echo those sentiments entirely. And I think that while it was very interesting when OG was first announced to the roster, and in fact, when the whole Florida Mayhem roster was announced, we did an emergency episode of Platchat with Albert, right? And we talked to Dicko Mode himself, and Dicko Mode laid down the whys and wherefores on why they brought up the roster. And so he was saying that he doesn't believe that it was OG's fault that the Gladiators tank line underperformed expectations. And he didn't really go too much into that because he didn't want to throw other people under the bus either. But I think that you can try and extrapolate a little bit from that. And he believes that OG was kind of making the right decisions but not properly supported, or that OG was still playing well but was just on the wrong page from the rest of the team. Whatever excuse you want to kind of fill the gap with there, Albert still believes that OG's a very capable player.
The talent is there.
Yeah, the talent is there. For me, though, I have all the same fears that Jonathan has, and I'm just fairly convinced that it's not going to work. And the reason, and I know I'm going to get roasted for this, and I know that if it does work and he pops off, I'm going to get lambasted for it as well. But I've got to say it because it's what I truly think. I have this feeling that OG is not the right player for this team, and the reason being is that, broadly speaking, the way that Florida Mayhem was having success last season was with a very stable, solid main tank who was setting up the DPS for success. Their success was garnered from Yaki's Tracer, from BQB's Incredible Ashe, and from the actual damage output that they were able to do, and Yaki just terrorizing the backlines. That was the general gist of the Florida Mayhem being really good. And then when they had their success towards the end of the season, it was in the kind of all-mega focused controlled dive meta where the tanks are just going in order, and it's basically the whole team is just going together in one big unit. OG doesn't fit into either of those systems particularly in the same way that Fate does. He's more of a playmaker, which in theory is not, I mean, that wasn't how they were finding success previously, and it definitely adds another potential wrench into the system. And he's more individualistic as well. He's not as much of a team player from what we've seen. And this isn't just when he was inconsistent. His best moments are not him playing as a team. His best moments are him popping off individually and having these like flashy moments. So to me, aligning the styles of the teams and trying to fit OG in my head, it just doesn't make sense. And Albert's done Albert didn't trial. The Albert kind of just did it based on what he kind of has modeled the team, and he knows his own team, right?
Yeah.
But people aren't always correct, right? Is that even if Albert does know better, that doesn't mean that coaches make the right decision every single time. Like, in theory, all coaches should know better than all analysts because they see all the scrims and all of that shit. But
yeah,
they have their own biases from being inside their own team. And I think I have a pretty strong feeling that it's not going to work out. And I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't see it working.
I want to add on to this.
I'll go, Brent.
But I need to know what is not working out for you. Where do you measure this success? Where do you want to see Florida Mayhem achieve? Like, what is, in your eyes, a failure where you're saying not working out? Where do they land?
So when I say not working out, I'm saying that it's clear in the server. It's not a measurement of where they end up at the end of the year, though obviously with them not working out, I'm not anticipating them like winning a title or anything like that throughout the year. But what I mean is there is a difference between finishing fifth and looking good in your games and finishing fifth and looking all over the place in your games. Like, what I'm measuring this more by is the coordination in the server of like, the Mayhem had great fundamentals last year, and I just can't see the individual benefit of OG outweighing the potential issues that will come with that. And I think they'll end up being more chaotic. I think they'll end up not having that same level of teamwork that they did in the past. And I think there's some possibility that they could end up a little bit like the Gladiators, where they massively underachieve compared to where the expectations were for them last season. I'm not saying that that is necessarily going to happen, but those are the concerns that I have when I look at this on paper, is that everyone is expecting Florida to be even better than they were last year. Like, people are really talking about Florida being in the top
two.
Five.
Two? Two? Who the hell is in the
region?
Two?
Well, in the region, okay? Okay, well, that, you know, if you remove the...
What region are they playing in?
No...
Are people really thinking they're going to be top two in A?
Top two?
Well, Aftershock in the Western region.
Really? So maybe I've been out of the loop. I thought people were expecting them to maybe make top five in A.
Yeah, where are those people?
Wait, what?
I thought people had them at like
fifth. I heard people who were like, oh, there's San Francisco Shock, and then there's Gladiators, Florida, and Washington.
Right, see,
but that's not like top, that's like top four, right? Like
numbers again.
Okay, but it's Gladiators and Washington. Like, you're not like, oh, right, it's Florida and the other two. It's like they're definitely like on par with those two other teams.
But I disagree with that then. I'll just put it out there just like straight away. I don't think that they're going to be hunting for titles. I don't think that they're going to come into tournaments looking like they're going to win a title. Unless
to be clear, I don't think either. This is not my opinion.
Right,
this is
right.
Just
you're
what
just
I've
saying
read.
This is
checking
this
the polls,
is community and Twitter polls and stuff. Yeah, but yeah. I think people at the moment are probably saying they're too high on Florida might be wrong because Florida have that peak potential. But I think there's a high chance that they underperform that people are not addressing at the moment, and that I think lowers them for me.
I think there's a chance like it goes sideways, like you're saying. I kind of think of it the more on the positive portion of it, where I think Slime coming in for Chris is like a huge upgrade.
It's a great move. It's a great move.
And I think that's a great move. And some of the stuff that we've heard like with the Titans in the past is like he was a shot caller. He's really just kind of pushed to the side all year last year. Maybe he's somebody who comes in and shores up that communication and kind of shot calling and lets OG kind of play aggressive with Yaki, and he kind of handles all of that, right? And then maybe it works out in a really good way.
Yeah,
I would say their ceiling, their ceiling is higher this year than last year. Like, if things work out with this team, they are going to be better than last year.
I'll agree with that as well. Yes, if everything works, they have the potential to be better.
But if it doesn't work, they're going to end up in the same area as they were in last year anyway. Right? Let's say it doesn't work. You're going to end up in like the 4-6 area, probably. At worst, right?
Yeah, maybe like the lower end of that, though. If OG doesn't work with them, I see them being 6th to 7th, and maybe even being below average. Like, I think worst case scenario, they maybe end 8th, and it's considered a serious disaster of a season for them.
I think if you take a couple of losses to like London and Atlanta Reign, and it's like you get to that tier where like you're competing with those teams, I think that's where we envision.
But I think though, if they had fate, we'd be talking about this team in the same exact spot, but not with the ceiling to win.
No. So here's the thing, okay? I think me and Sideshow, we've dug ourselves a hole when we're thinking about this team.
What do you mean?
Like we've just dug ourselves a hole, and
like if we're this like, team oh, had well, fate you know, on it, without Donnie, where fate, would you put them?
I probably like, okay, here's the thing. I'm getting to it, Matt. Okay. If fate was on this team, I'd be more confident. Wait. Because I'd be like, oh, well, they're going to be Florida Mayhem again, but better because they have slime. Here's the thing. I think when we consider this team now, Sideshow, we're trying to peg a circle into a square, you know, with the puzzle thing when you're a kid.
A round peg into a square hole.
Yes. What I think, if the coaching staff is smart enough, and I think Kuki has proven himself to be a pretty smart coach, and you know, you have Albert in there and like two other coaches, like they have a solid coaching staff. I think they will possibly realize as well that they just cannot become like the Florida Mayhem of last year. And you know, OG is a new main tank. He plays in a very different style from Fate. So we're going to try and be someone else. I could totally see this team coming out of the gates, start of regular season, be more aggressive and not try to be themselves of last year. And that's when they really start hitting their stride. We could be completely wrong here. I could be talking out of my ass and lose my job. But I think if the Florida Mayhem are to be successful this year, I could actually see a world in where they go like, well, we're not Florida Mayhem of last year. We're not this fundamentally super proof team that just like make the right decisions and like punish our opponent's mistakes all the time. You know, maybe if we initiated a few times, maybe we went aggressive, like trusting OG, and like OG and Gargoyle, it's like Gargoyle is a fantastic off tank, can serve OG with some resources, protection, some stable part of that tank lineup, and then you can let OG go off, and you have slime, and you have Gangnam Jin like just pounding in the support line. That's when we can really see the Florida Mayhem flourish and do really well. So I think this team has to reconsider themselves and not play to the passiveness and fundamentally proof style of last year. If they start going aggressive, I think they could really challenge some of the better teams.
I'm gonna lay down some lore real quick.
What are you saying, Bren?
I'm gonna lay down some lore real quick.
Okay.
Not lore as in the lore of Overwatch, but I'm just gonna lay down the lore. The L A W, you know?
Yeah.
I'll say that you're all right in your own ways.
Well, thanks, Dad.
I think.
Oh wow!
Because
sweet.
I think you've all hit.
Can't wait to hear your.
You're hitting
opinion.
The nail on the head. The important points here, which is that
I'll hydrate to that.
Fundamentally, this team is going to have to be pushing themselves into a different direction. They're not the same team. They're not the same Florida Mayhem. They're going to get their success from a different area this year. You can't go into it with the exact same approach. I think, Johnny, you brought up a fantastic point about a coaching staff. I think that they are smart enough to recognize that they have tools here. They need to utilize them in different ways. I mean, Josh has got some great points about this is potentially the downfall of the team. What I disagree with Josh on is that I think the level of which they would fall below is not that far. And I think at worst, this team is average. At best, this team is potentially a world beater.
Oh.
And do you know why?
Really?
Do you know why I say, yes. Do you know why I say that? Because of fucking Gangnam Jin and Slime as a support backline.
That is a nasty
backline that has been upgraded. Like a nasty backline.
Like, it is genuine. A massive upgrade.
I mean, a huge upgrade over Chris.
Yeah, it shouldn't be understated how much of an upgrade that really is. The problem...
I'm finished.
Go on. Go on.
The tank line here.
Go off, King.
Okay, you change your playstyle up to suit OG a little bit more. Could tremendously backfire, but even still, the rest of the talent on this team should drag it up to an average performance like the Gladiators of last year. Gargoyle, I'm expecting solid things. This guy is genuinely, like, fantastic. I think was underrated last year, overshadowed almost by the performances of players like Yaki who are on this team. But then we get onto the DPS line, and I think that they have only just really shored up some of the weaknesses, I suppose, in terms of what they were having troubles with in hero pools by adding in Checkmate. And Checkmate is a little bit of a bit of an unknown quantity, but... Again, a multiple player with the coaching staff that you have mentioned, Johnny, that means that this team could really be on a record path. I can see why people are excited about Florida. I can see why they think that they're expecting them to be number two in NA, as crazy as that is to say, because the potential is there. But at worst, they're just going to be average.
Yeah. At worst, they're what they were last year, I think. Realistically, I think they are.
I really don't believe that. I think there's the potential for them to...
you're saying that if OG doesn't live up to whatever hype that the team of Gargoyle, BKB, Yaki, Gangnam Jin, and Slime would not be enough to keep them in the top five conversation in NA.
In the top five? No, I don't think so. Like, if it truly... If OG completely
In NA... Yeah, not the entire
NA.
League.
Yeah, yeah, just in NA, though. Just in NA. Because the thing is, in NA, right?
Yeah.
What you're saying is that Florida Mayhem, if their main tank crumbles completely, is still going to be as good as Florida Mayhem last year when their main tank was really good. How does that make any sense? Slime is a great upgrade, but he's playing main support. That is nowhere near as much of an impactful role as the main tank.
What do you say is like what is like crumbling for OG? Like if OG looked at worst what he was on the Gladiators last year, I can't see this team falling that far.
I mean,
I really can't.
If the Gladiators fell a lot last year compared to their expectations. People's expectations for the Gladiators were way higher than what they should be. But when you're comparing the support lines
of the teams, I mean, Shaz and Big Goose to Gangnam Jin and Slime is like another world.
It is. It really is.
Here's the thing as well. I think Matt deserves some bonus points because I think OG at his worst won't be as bad as his worst moments in Gladiators and Dallas Fuel. Because those teams, at his worst, they inspired no confidence to his play whatsoever. Yeah. Because he was that, like, Korean main tank who's very erratic and, like, went off on his own. And, like, they didn't have a fundamental plan, like, what they wanted to achieve. And that, like, doesn't help a main tank, right? At his worst in Florida Mayhem, he's going to play on an all-Korean team with a solid coaching staff. And he'll at least understand what he's trying to do.
But he might fail at it
or like not sync up as well as we want him to. So I do think that... God, this is going to be such an exciting team. I love every team in the Overwatch League this year because they have such incredible storylines. I think it could be a super hit or like a missed season for Florida here with OG.
I think I'm also underrating Kuki here too. The more I think about it, the more I think... Kuki, and we said this when we did the emergency episode with Albert, that Kuki is the best person you could possibly want to coach OG. Full Korean team, Korean coach,
former main tank player.
He should be primed to help OG fit in with the rest of the team. So I still think that this team lives or dies by OG. But I am coming around to your guys' idea that
we're digging ourselves out the hole.
Well, no, yeah. I like what they've done. Like, if you're, you know how Brenton was talking about how he didn't like how Boston didn't make these, like, gamble-like moves? If you're the Mayhem, you look at this and you're like, hey, if we hit on two players here, we have a chance to potentially launch ourselves up into the top two in NA. If we don't hit on these two... We're probably in the same spot that we were in, or maybe a little bit worse. But in this case, when you're trying to win, who cares if you're going from fourth to sixth? It's all the same shit, you know.
You may as well
just go for it.
Yeah, and I do agree with that, Matt. I do think that the upside of this team is enormous.
Yes, they can be sick.
I haven't said it enough, but if things work, this team's going to bang. They're going to be such a great team. My concern comes from the idea of like how they're going to make it work. And I think so much responsibility is on Kuki and OG to actually make it work this year. And I want to see how it plays out.
Playing like fast with like OG and the Winston and like Slime on the Lucio, and like you have like, you know, Yaki going in Sombra. Like they could be like, if that hits, like that is so nasty.
I look at this roster from top to bottom and I see just two gambles here, which is OG and arguably Checkmate. Checkmate less of an issue. You've got Yaki and BQB, but the rest of this roster is more than rock solid. They're proven. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they are proven.
Yeah. It all comes down to what we've just been hammering home this entire episode, which is, I think, OG. We all have differing opinions on how bad that could potentially be. But I want to get into the rough rankings. We'll get into the power rankings. I know you keep wanting to get into the power rankings early, but listen, gotta keep tickling the viewers. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Tickle that gooch.
No. Tickle. I'm gonna go there.
Alright.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
I'll kick you off. Alright. Matt, what do you think?
I'm gonna put this team in the A tier. I think they're gonna hit. I think there's a better chance. Like I hit on GameStop, I hit on AMC. I've been right, you know, recently. I think there's Florida Mayhem to the moon. I'm diamond hands on the Florida Mayhem.
Dude, Florida Mayhem is the least GME team.
I'm not selling my Florida Mayhem.
They're like a fucking treasury bond. They're like just yielding performances over time. They're consistent and fundamental.
I'm not a paper hands on the Florida Mayhem. I'm all in. I'm taking my life savings. I think this will hit. I think. I trust them enough.
Johnny.
I think
Johnny wants in on this now.
The stable. Oh yeah, you sold me. I'm bullish on Florida Mayhem. No, I think their starting point is a B. And they could gradually of themselves like prove to be like B plus, A minus, you know, at their good points. But they could also sink to like C plus. If things start to go wrong for this team. Yeah, I think at their worst, I think this team could sink to like a C plus and like be, you know, the Atlanta Reign, which they were like last year, whatever. But I don't think that's the worst. Okay, that's the worst. I don't think that's what they're going to be. Upside is like incredible. I have my concerns, but I think this is a smart team. It comes down to how much is this team trying to be the Florida Mayhem of last year? And how much are they just pumped to get OG in and like welcome in as like one of their own and just like reset, come into the season with like great attitude. Like we're just going to destroy some of these other teams in the league, bring the pace, bring the tempo, take control of the game, force our will in the game, and, you know, just be a powerhouse. I think they could really do that if they wanted to. I think it comes down to the coaching, what they're trying to be as a team. Are you trying to be like slow, take control of the map, or are you just going to charge in and just like own these other teams up? I think the potential is really high for this team. I think they could do really well, but I'm starting from a B, Bren.
Yeah, I'm going to say B plus. I think that they're on the verge of B into A, but I think to actually put them in the A tier now is to have so much confidence that they're going to get something out of OG that no one else has done. And until it's proven, I just simply can't have that confidence yet. I agree the upside is massive if they achieve it. But I'm going to do a Jonathan. I'm going to kind of average out what I think the upside and some of the downside is. And I think they're going to be in the upper B tier where they're certainly above average, but not quite an elite team.
Mull.
Nobody takes your prediction seriously, Brent. You can do it.
Everyone takes me seriously, man. Listen.
You picked Shanghai like 8 times in season 1.
Yeah, because it was funny. thinking.
What are you thinking?
I think I've been quite good for these recent episodes. I don't know about you guys. I don't appreciate this shit talking. I've been quite sensible.
You have.
I've been I've been a little. It's a little bit weird, I think.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how researched you are.
I'm possessed by some sort of spirit.
Yeah. Bren is Matt's GME and AMC quant.
I don't know what that means, but sure.
Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Diamond hands, baby. Diamond hands.
Sure, whatever. To the moon.
Finance.
Dodge coin to the moon.
I want to put this team in A tier, but I don't think they're there. I'm on the same page as you guys. I'm going with a high B plus.
A high B plus?
Like a high. Like
what is a
B
high
plus
B plus?
Okay. You know what I mean? I think this team could
like
scrape into the A. I think this team could genuinely scrape into the A. They're a high B plus, like a B plus plus. Maybe like a B plus minus, if you want to get into the specifics.
Isn't that just A minus?
It's like roughly like a 7.75. Like you're looking at that.
See,
kind
here's
of,
the quant.
Maybe a bit higher.
Wait, seven. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, I don't really know what. Listen, the point of the system is it's meant to be ambiguous, and this is as ambiguous as it gets.
True.
The overarching takeaway for me is I'm not going to say too much. I think I look at the support line. I fucking love it. I love Gannan, Jim, and Slime. I think this is fantastic. I love to see Slime back in the league. I look at Gargoyle. I think this guy was drastically overlooked, I think, because of the team that he was on and the players that he was surrounded by. Like, a lot of the eyes were on Yaki as a player and how his performance would affect the team going into each hero pool. But Gargoyle, always rock solid, always consistent.
Do you think he's better than Krong?
No, I think Krong's better. but I think Gargoyle was very, very good.
Yeah.
Very, very good. I mean, the off-tank is one of the most hotly contested roles in the Overwatch League. And Gargoyle genuinely was punching in some capacity at various points of last year.
Yeah, he's really good.
Really was punching. Yeah. I look at the DPS line. I see no problems here. I see Checkmate might be a bit untested. But again, I look at the support structure that's surrounding him. And I think he's going to be able to fill in some niches where BKB and Yaki are maybe overlapping or maybe just not really fulfilling the kind of role that's needed. And then it just comes down to OG. And I think the worst you're going to get out of this guy is an average performance as the team works around him. He's surrounded by some very, very good players. But the best you can get out of this guy is to the fucking moon, baby. We're going all the way. You know what
OG
I mean?
OG to the moon.
I can see OG why people are moon. Excited. I can see why that people are placing this team all the way up there alongside Shock. Like, I can absolutely see why. So they're a B. It's a B plus minus for me. Potentially scraping into the A minus minus. You know?
Incredible. And you'll find out what that means when we do our power rankings video at the end.
Listen, I'm teasing it. Yeah. It's coming. It's by the time you watch it, I mean, it's a while away. I'm not going to lie. But when we finally do those power rankings,
God, people are going
to
bust.
And you get to screenshot it. You send it to your friends' group chats and they're like, oh, these idiots. And like, it's the Plat Track crew. They've come up with this. This is the rankings that everybody's following. Like, it's going to be good. I guarantee you it's going to be good. Until then, we'll see you next time, actually. Yeah, I was trying to think of what we're doing. I don't know what we're doing. We'll see you next time.